Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Hello, everyone, and good morning, and happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. And I tell you, my heart is extremely heavy this morning as I send prayers out to the families in Boston, or even those who were visiting from Boston to Boston for the marathon. My heart goes out to you, and my prayers go out to you, and tell you to just keep faith and be courageous, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So let us not be worried. Instead of it, let us press in with prayers for people who just have a desire to hurt others. But brothers and sisters, let us stay strong. Let us surround each other, and let us all send prayers out to the Boston families and surrounding areas wherever those people came from. So our prayers are with you, and we shall rise. Nothing shall keep us down. Again, I'm so excited about this radio show this morning. We are wrapping up the conversation around millionaire mindset. And today I have two amazing experts for you. I am joined by Dr. Joel Martin and Mr. Jerry Foster, one of the world's greatest branding experts. So I know they've been hanging out in the virtual green room with me. I have some challenges with Skype again this morning, but this show shall go on. So as always, before we get into the conversation, I want to remind you that you are welcome to call in with your questions. If you are clients of any of my experts and you want to call in and echo their praises, I encourage you to do that, because, hey, we all need our shoulders to be stroked every now and then. So take the opportunity on this World Wide Web to do that for the two experts I have on this morning. Before we go into the conversation today, I want to play our theme song for you.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. Yeah.
Yes, and for the past 4 years, this has been our commitment to you on this, A New Day show. We want to be more than just a friend. We want to be more than just a radio show. We want to be the platform that helps you to live your life with purpose and calling, so that when you exit out of here, you are going to go empty. And today's show is brought to us. I was trying to find their clip. Today's show is brought to you by AMD Law Group. And let's hear a word from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. And now the time that we have all been waiting for, the wrap-up session of the Millionaire Mindset, with none other than Mr. Jerry Foster and Dr. Joel Martin. Mr. Foster, good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great, Daphne. How are you doing?
I'm so excited to have you on. You know, we had a bit of technical difficulties this morning, and Joel was on holding on, so I told her to hang up and call back in. So in the meantime, as we wait for her, and she's on the line now, and I'm going to open her line up so we can all be live on the air.
Sure.
Dr. Joel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Daphne. I'm so glad that you were able to get online okay. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, although I'm a bit saddened by what has happened in Boston. However, we know that the positive power is greater than the evil power. So no matter what the evil people try to do, we will still live a courageous life and excel. So we just send our prayers out to the families who were affected over there in Boston. And guess
Thank
who
you.
Is on the other line?
I can't imagine.
I
hey,
can't
Joel.
Imagine.
How are you doing, my friend?
Doing good.
I am
good.
Telling
I'm
you, we
I'm glad
are
you were able to join us.
Hey,
yes,
hey,
we
pleasure's
are
all mine.
Yeah, we are going to be rocking and rolling this morning. I want the listeners to know that the chat room is open and the phone lines are here. So please utilize them. Take advantage. And remember, again, I said it at the top of the hour, if you're a client of any of my experts, Dr. Joel Martin and Mr. Jerry Foster, I want for you to call in and echo their praises. Because too often you don't take the time to tell the people who help to make a difference in your life how much you appreciate it. So I'm giving you permission this morning to do that. You may do that by calling 646-915-8166. And Joel, I know you are a returning guest. It's not your first time here, so they know who you are already, but I'm still going to give you an opportunity to just tell people a little bit more about what you are doing in this personal development space. And afterwards,
okay.
I'll ask Jerry to take the platform. It is his first time, so he's going to want to tell the people every little juicy details about it.
So you think we'll have time for questions from our audience?
Of course we will. We will. We encourage them. You know what my listeners tell me in email all the time? When I go look in the back office to see how many people were listening, and I sent email out, and I said, people don't call in. Why? They said, because the dialogue is so good, we don't want to interrupt it. So
okay.
So that's good. We are going to be all good, though. So go ahead.
Cool.
Tell people who you are, Joel, and what you do.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. Well, I am Joelle Martin. I was born in New York City, and I grew up in Toledo, Ohio. So any of you folks from New York or Toledo, hello out there. I've had the honor and privilege of working with hundreds of thousands of clients across the United States and in China, Taiwan, Russia, Malaysia, South Africa, and other nations. And you might wonder, what in the world are you doing over there? Well, I am a transformational leadership trainer. And what this means is that I am a speaker, a coach, and a facilitator of transformation. I change lives and businesses for the better. And this is what I did before, moving to Scottsdale, Arizona, where I live now and I work from internationally. And before that, I had a full-service advertising agency, so I may be one of the only marketing experts who also not only markets and does branding for your brand, but I do branding for your soul and your heart. And I like to kind of define this before I turn the mic over to my dear friend, Jerry, that when you think of a trainer, here's the kind of trainer that I am, okay? Think of the trainers that work on your body. What do? They keep you trim. They keep you fit. They give you guidance. They accelerate your progress in a particular area that is most important to you. I do this through your attitudes, through your thinking, through those limiting beliefs. My Bust Loose Your Leadership Boot Camp is coming up in October, and that's going to be a very, very high-powered, intense, and wonderfully loving event for people. I'm a specialist at delivering vision-driven experiential education. So when you work with me, the first thing that I will always ask you is, what is your vision? Because here's what I know about most people. Everybody has a vision. And everybody wants to be wealthy, healthy, and wise. Everybody is not willing to do the self-development work that's necessary. And in my own very special way, I facilitate those kinds of changes and get people engaged in working on their passion and their purpose and their vision. And I love it. I absolutely love it. So, other background.
Wonderful.
I have a PhD in communications, an MA in psych, and I'm a Wharton Business School Fellow. I love people. I work with George Frazier as the Director of Education and Training for the PAR Networking Conference and the founder of the Positively Powerful Woman Award.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. So now you guys, as you listen, you know that we could not have selected a better person to tie up the millennial mindset, because she's equipped to seal this off and to leave you with the tools needed to just reinvent the paradigm shift in your mind. So, Mr. Jerry Foster, thank you, thank you, thank you for waking up the wee hours of the morning.
Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate it, Daphne, and you are such an amazing woman, and Dr. Martin Joelle, my good friend, she is just incredible at what she does. So it is a little early for me, 7 o'clock, but you're worth it.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
What I do is I basically show entrepreneurs how to take their product or their service and themselves and turn it into a big brand that can make big things happen even if their budget is small. And I've been doing this work for quite a while now, over 20 years. And what drives me to do it is that there's so many folks out there who have a great product or a terrific service, but what's missing is a brand. They don't have something that really stands for something different, something that connects with their audience, something that people will find irresistible, so to speak, in wanting to purchase it. There's a lot of people out there who simply offer something that seems ordinary and not extraordinary. And so I've had the privilege for a number of years working with small business owners across North America, and I do that through private coaching, through online boot camps and seminars that I conduct. I do a lot of personal appearances and things of that nature. And it's just a joy for me to be able to go out there and help folks who have a gift to give to the world. And they need to make that brand come alive. And that's what I do.
Well, Jerry, before you became the guru in branding, share with us a little bit about your story. How did you start, and what took you to the place that you are now?
Well, I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. I was born and raised in the days of Motown. And I often tell the story that when I was in high school, I didn't have my priorities straight. I really thought I was going to play in the NBA. My focus was on wanting to play basketball. Mm-hmm. And that didn't turn out. And I was getting rejected from colleges. In fact, I graduated from high school with a C-minus average. I was near the bottom of my class. And one day I came into the kitchen. I was shooting baskets in the backyard. Came in, I saw my mother crying. And I asked her what was wrong, and she said she had just read another rejection letter that she had received from probably the 15th university that turned me down. And so I told her at that moment that I would turn myself around, that I would never make her cry again. And so I went to a junior college for 2 years and literally went from a C-minus student to a straight-A student, transferred to the University of Southern California, graduated with honors, went on and got my MBA degree as well, graduated with honors again. And during that time, I majored in marketing. And I went to work for Procter & Gamble out of graduate school because back then you didn't worry about getting a job, right, Joel?
That's right. You come out and they're graveling up for you. People want you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You just had to decide where you wanted to go work. And
who
so I
who am
to
I going
to
take?
Exactly. Yeah. So I went to work for Procter & Gamble. And I never forget that thing. They paid me $15,000. I said, oh, man, I'm rich.
Back in the day.
So I worked on big brands, right? I worked on big brands at P&G. I went to work for a company in the citrus juice industry. And
you know,
my
Jerry,
whole life has been.
Jerry, it's amazing that you and I didn't get to meet each other until George Frazier came into our lives.
I know.
I was on the other side of branding, working with Anheuser-Busch and Clairol, and we had our own coffee product. Isn't that wild? And I grew up in Toledo, and you grew up in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
You think we're related?
Oh, you know that's a whole different conversation for another time, because maybe if I look on the complexion, I would kind of think so, but it's a whole nother conversation for another time.
Another
more shows.
I used to go through Toledo all the time because I worked at P&G, so in Cincinnati.
What a small world.
Yes, Jerry.
Just to kind of wrap that up real quickly, this is a unique thing. I was at an event that Les Brown did probably 10, 15 years ago. There were 300 people in the room, and they asked people to stand up if they were working in the same field that they majored in marketing in college. And I stood up with only three other people.
My God.
I'm still doing what I do for a living, what I studied in college. And it's not like that anymore.
That's rare. People are moving on so swiftly. They are moving more swiftly than a hurricane. People don't stay there anymore. And, you know, Jerry, I thank you for so eloquently laying out your story so others can know. We are here this morning to talk about millionaire mindset. And you started back when you graduated out of college, when you saw your mother shedding tears. That
yes.
was your first paradigm shift towards a millionaire mindset, because you said, oh, no, my mama deserved better than to cry about my future, so I'm going to turn my life around. So
yes.
I thank you so very much for setting the stage for people to understand it is never too late, nor is it ever too soon. The important thing is that we make the decision that a mindset needs to be developed. So,
that's right.
How would each find a millionaire mindset?
What was your question, Daphne? Say that again.
How would you define a millionaire mindset? And because they say in the traditional world, ladies first, so Joel, I'll let you go first.
Okay. The millionaire mindset for me is a mind, it's a mind and it's a heart and it's a body, because you have to have all of them in alignment
mm-hmm.
to really have the millionaire mindset. And I think it goes above and beyond money. No, we are not to live in poverty, and we must serve our greater good.
Mm-hmm.
So the mindset is absolutely, for me, it's about advocating for yourself. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
people don't want to share their stories like Jerry did, and we all have our own stories. I have my story, you know, about my paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to, people to have that millionaire mindset, you must learn to advocate, to share the
mm-hmm.
joy within, and
mm-hmm.
to share the causes and, that you believe in and the people that you believe in. And that is how I took one of my first steps to making large sums of money in the advertising and marketing industry,
mm-hmm.
by doing something that was very near and dear to my heart, that I was passionate about,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
having the person that we were working with saying, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's advocating.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have that. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk too long on this because I want to hear what Brother Jerry's going to say also, just
mm-hmm.
like our listeners do.
No, but
I do want to put these other ones in.
Can I just interject a minute, though? It doesn't matter what Jerry has to say. Each of you are here with your own mindset and as an expert in the space. So it's a balance. It's really an equal balance,
okay.
because each person out there is connecting with somebody else. And I like the way you say it, because unless you can cultivate complete balance, you're not ready for the paradigm shift towards a millionaire mindset. So you are so correct in saying you need to cultivate a complete balance. So continue with what you were going to say.
Okay. I have a question for clarification on that, and why I said what I said. How
mm-hmm.
long do we have on the air to talk with you, Daphne?
2 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, let me sit
We have another hour and 23. We are just at 23 minutes in the show. The show ends at 12
Excellent.
Noon. Yeah,
so
and
that
was people
my reason
for
saying
yeah.
what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make
no.
sure. Okay, I'm cool. All right.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I'm good at balancing
yeah.
the time, Joel. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. Jerry, how
yeah.
would you define? How would you define a millionaire mindset?
You know, for me, I think that we all have this blueprint in our head.
Mm-hmm.
And the blueprint is, it's the steps that we decide that we're going to take between
mm-hmm.
where we are and where we want to be. And I think for someone who has a millionaire mindset, that starting place is the circumstances, the condition of our lives, but and where we want to be is success.
Mm-hmm.
However we define success, to what Joelle was saying. For some people, it's making a certain amount of money. For somebody else, it might be making a difference. For somebody else, it might be the legacy they want to leave behind, and so on and so forth. So for me, the mindset is that missing link between success and achieving success. It's moving from where you are to where you want to be. And it requires not being attached to your condition.
Because
when I work with so many entrepreneurs, I just can't get over how people make decisions from their condition and their circumstances more so rather than from their calling. Because when you make decisions from the stuff that you're dealing with, the money you don't have, the time you don't have, you're just standing in a place of lack and scarcity, and your whole time ends up being, how can I get myself out of this situation? As opposed to the millionaire mindset, which says, you know what? I'm going to stand in a place of abundance and overflow.
That's right.
And
claim.
Exactly. And the actions that I'm going to take day in and day out are designed for me to keep moving forward with what my Creator has given me to go out there and attain wealth. And so you're not allowing the conditions and the circumstances to stifle you and call the shots and run the show as if you're a puppet on a string or something.
Right, because that does not define your destination. I want to share an article that came to my attention yesterday. There are certain people I follow on follow their updates on LinkedIn. And yesterday I encountered an article with the title, Sailing Your Team Through Troubled Waters. And it was from a brother, Saheed, in the Middle East. And he works with an oil company that has 200 different ethnic groups represented in that organization. And he was promoted sometimes back to manage a mid-sized team. He said for the life of him, the team was not making any progress for about 4 months. So he called one of his mentors up to come and spend some time with them to see what was going on. So the mentor visited their plant, and after one day, the mentor asked him, have you ever gone sailing? And he said, no. He said, meet me tomorrow morning at 7. And he told him the destination to meet him. And Joel and Jerry, he turned up at 7, and the mentor pointed out a little dinky sailboat and to let him know that that is the boat they're going to go on. He said he got very troubled and nervous because he had never gone sailing, and he just asked some questions. However, the mentor was very sarcastic in all the answers he gave him. And after he had exhausted all the possible answers, he said, are you ready? And he said, at this point, I could never dare to let him know how scared I was. So the mentor said to him, well, if it makes you more comfortable, I will sit in the back and I will direct you. So they got in the boat, and of course the waters are rough, and the mentee was just barking out instructions as swiftly as he could. Some of them was done in such a tone he could not understand. And there was a time when he waited until the last minute when he was approaching danger to alert him and tell him to duck. To fast forward to the end of the story, at the end of the sailing expedition, when they came back to shore, the mentee said to him, well, how did you enjoy sailing? He said, as a matter of fact, I did not. It left me nervous, heartbroken, and all the adjectives you can think about. And then the mentee said the most profound thing to him. What do you think the mentor said to him, Joel or Jerry?
That's how your people feel sometimes as well, would be my guess.
How do you think your team feels?
Exactly.
And he said it was such an awakening for him because what the mentee did in the back of the boat was exactly what he was doing for his team. And I put my comments in and I said to him, you know, with your permission, because I do a lot of work around diversity and all of that, I want to share this because a lot of bosses and supervisors are doing the same thing up to today. And you're probably saying, Daphne, what has this got to do with a millionaire mindset? There are lots of great people who are in jobs, and because of the way that they are treated, they have lost courage, and they have lost sight of that vision that Joel spoke about, or that service or product that Jerry says that you have. And I'm sharing this to tell you, if you are one of those people who have found yourself in a situation like this, take courage. Be hopeful that you too shall see the light. Don't allow anyone to derail you off of that calling that you were called for. So you, when you stay focused, you too can cultivate a millionaire mindset. I want to welcome guest 272 to the show. You are welcome to call 646-915-8166 for any of my guests, Joel Martin or Jerry Foster. So, over the years, and each question I ask, I'm addressing to both of you, and whomever wants to answer first, that's okay. Over the years, as you work with different businesses or individuals, what are some of the things that you observe that are the greatest detriment to their millionaire mindset?
Well, I'll go first this time. For me, it's what I was alluding to a few minutes ago, and that is people are too focused on their stuff, their mess, their challenges, their circumstances. And I tell you, when you get consumed with the way things aren't and the way things ought to be, and you're spending so much time thinking about the bills that have to be paid and the money you don't have and all the drama and trauma that's associated with that, it's hard to move forward, Daphne. It really is, because you're just so consumed with it. And I'm not even going to get into the stress and the tension and the worry and the upset, all the stuff that comes with that. The millionaire mindset, though, looks at their situation, their condition, their circumstances, and says, okay, it is what it is. What are we going to do to move forward in spite of that? And that's what great entrepreneurs and professionals do. They don't let their condition be the thing that determines where they are. And let me just say one other thing about that. I found this out of my own personal experience, because we've all been there. I mean, I've been down so low that when I looked up, I still saw down, okay? So, you know, this is not somebody who has been high on the hog, okay? I can totally understand about where I'm coming from. So when
That's
I share
right.
this stuff, I'm coming from my own past personal experiences. Absolutely. So because we got to be transparent here. When you get caught up in your stuff and you can't do this and do that because you don't think you have the money and all of this, it restricts you. It robs you of what's possible, the resources, the support, the people, and the things that are out there that can help you get to where you go. You're limiting yourself from what's possible for your life. The millionaire mindset, you may not have money, However, you say, and I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. I'm going
you
to go
ahead. You got relationships
and
that got money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Joelle and I, Joelle mentioned George Frazier's partnering conference. It's one of the things, Joelle, that she and I deal with every year, trying to get folks to come to the conference who don't because they're so caught up in the money they don't have and so on and so forth. And so what George tries to do is, of course, is break that mindset just like you're doing as well.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to let you come, Joel, but that's one of the things that Dennis Kimbrough spoke about in his book. You know, wealth choice has nothing to do with money. It's all about the courage. So
there you go.
We got to take the courage to make the decision that I'm going to do it regardless of what my bank account says. Because, Jerry, we all got money. We just choose not to channel it towards us. Because
Yes. We
got the power to attract that money to us. We just not using it.
Exactly.
Your turn, Joel.
Okay, thank you. So a couple of things that I want to add in to complement the conversation, which is very dynamic, and I'm really glad I recommended that we do it this way. Here's the thing, folks, dear listeners. We are not advocating that you spend your money foolishly. We're not saying that just because somebody comes to you with an offer, that you just go after every offer. The millionaire mindset demands that you be focused and crystal clear on the vision that you have for your life, for your family, and the ways that you can best give your blessings. Now, most people think of their stories. Like, I grew up in a raised by a single mom. My father deserted us. And there was a lot of other things that happened in my life that probably shouldn't have happened to a little girl. But so what? They did. It took me a while, and the work that I do now is because of the paradigm shift, the transformation that I lived through to get to the point that I'm here now and able to talk about it in a very healthy way. This is about being focused on that vision and that dream and then making choices from it, not spending just because it's there to spend it on. What matters to you so much that you are willing to challenge, not you all, because you've been there, done that, but what matters to our listeners so much that they are willing to challenge the beliefs that they have about themselves? Now, here's the thing. The way I define beliefs in my work, and I'm sure, you know, you resonate with this, my dear colleagues. A belief is something that we hold to be true, and we act as if it is. It's something we hold to be true, and we act as if it is. So the bad part of that is, what if it's not true that you are poor? What if it's not true that you can't? What if it's not true that you don't have enough? So when we are willing to challenge that belief, which is in our minds, to allow for, to assume our own greatness, our own power, our own ability to channel our passion, to live our dreams and goals in real time, that's what leads our way to the millionaire mindset. That's what leads our way to that healthy, wealthy, and wise state of being, which is my way of saying the millionaire mindset. That makes
beautiful
sense?
Beautiful. I want to welcome guest 280 to the show. You are welcome at any time to write your questions in the box below or call in 646-915-8166. You know, one of the hindrances or one of the detriments that I have observed in our people is their resistance about investing in themselves. And I'm not
true.
Talking about dollar value. I'm talking about the investment to acquire knowledge. Simply go to your local library and sign up for a library card so you can start reading. It starts there. There are many adults who have not read a book in a year. And I am challenging you guys. Go out there because that's where it's going to start for you. It's not just working 20 jobs And it's not just say that I need money to buy real estate to flip it. No, before you can acquire the dollar million, you need to have a million dollar mindset in knowledge, where you can invest in you, set yourself up to create a legacy. It is simple. Do not isolate yourself. Partner with somebody who understands and can hold you accountable and say, listen, girl, I've been there. God, I've been there, honey. You heard Jerry just talk. He's not on a high horse. We all have been there. Some of us are still there. But we are still holding on. We are holding on, and we encourage you to do the same. Now we want for you to call in 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guest 288 to the chat. I want you guys not just to hang out. I want you to get involved. So type in the chat box or call 646-915-8166.
I want to piggyback off of what Joelle said, because what she just said was absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. And what opened up for me when she shared that was how we have to have a kingdom mindset.
That's
and
right.
And what I mean is that if we come from the position that I'm already victorious, in a position of victory, regardless of what it may look like, my position is victory. So therefore, I'm not only going to live my life like it's victorious, I'm going to walk in victory. Now,
that's right.
To your
speak
point,
it.
Yeah, so watch this,
too.
Watch this. Yeah,
that's
so watch
right.
it. So therefore, if I come from that I'm already victorious, I'm going to naturally want to invest in my growth and development. I'm naturally going to want to feed and nourish my soul and my spirit with knowledge and wisdom, right? I say that because then I'm going to realize that, you know what, everything that I've gone through, despite how tough it's been, all of that up to this point is just preparation for what
God has already prepared for me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm therefore going to put myself into position for what's coming, as opposed
hey, Jerry,
to focusing on what is. Go ahead.
Jerry, the other side of that is if we think of that kingdom consciousness, that millionaire mindset that we're speaking about, if we think of that in the middle of a bullseye and we allow ourselves just to surround ourselves with that kind of energy, you know what happens? People want to be with us.
Exactly.
No one wants
to
be around
somebody
who is full of doom and gloom and down. People want to be around people who are exciting and energized and positively powerful. We attract others. Do you know when we go to the Power Networking Conference, and I go to a lot of other events and I have my own awards, people want to be there. Because they know they are with like-minded folks.
Yes.
Can I add this one in? So see ourselves in the middle of that bullseye. See ourselves radiating out and attracting people into our circle and us into them of like-minded people. What that means, folks, is we got to let loose those toxic folks in our lives. Those folks that want to bring us down. That comes with the territory of the mindset of prosperity and abundance.
Amen.
Thanks for that addition. But, Jerry, can you just complete your thought, please?
Well, I was just going to say that if we can just get that our latter days will be greater than our former days, that what's coming is better than what's been, that the worst is behind us and the best is yet to come. See, to me, that's the paradigm shift for the millionaire mindset, for the kingdom mindset, that you are already victorious. And you know what else? It doesn't matter how old you are, because The Bible says even in your old age you should still bear fruit. So when I think about that, I look at this and say to what Joel is saying as well, which is, you know what? There's going to be a certain way I'm going to carry myself. There's a certain kind of aura that is going to surround me. I'm going to attract money. I'm going to attract opportunities. I'm going to attract business. I'm going to get promoted, whatever that is. But it first starts with having to let go of that the way it is the way it's always going to be.
Yeah, wonderful. You know, I want to welcome guest 305 to the show, and I also want to welcome my new supporter. I tell you, talking about investing in yourself, there is a lady that started listening to the show, I think it's about 4 episodes ago, and she has not missed a single one. She is here every day. She's here Wednesdays, and she's here Sunday. And I'm talking about my friend and caller. Your last 4 digits are 2486. Thank you again for showing up. And that's what the Millionaire Mindset is all about. You are turning up here because you know the information you need that is going to transition your real estate endeavor that you are looking to do. This information is going to help you. So I honor you for staying true to coming back. And if you have any questions, you can just touch one, and I know you have a question. I want to welcome Donna Billinger to the show. Let's know if you have a question. I want you to call in 646-915-8166. Listen,
Donna,
we can really talk black this morning because, hey, I don't care about the 2 of you skin tone. We are all black up in here this morning. So, you know, let's look at our brothers and sisters. Why do you both think we are so reluctant in partnering with each other to expand our mindset?
Okay, I'll tackle this one first, then. If I may put another little qualifier on there, why is it that some of us are so reluctant? Because all of us aren't. When you just said Donna Smith Bellinger was on the call, she and I are partnering to bring the awards to Chicago. That happens because both of us are supportive, are advocates. We're aligned in vision, and you know, others. You know, like when you talked about this call, I said, hey, bring Jared Foster on. That would be exciting and dynamic. So now for the other side of the question, why are some of us not of like minds? Why do some of us get uncomfortable advocating for others? I think it's a scarcity mindset. You know, I think we think that there's only so much love that can go around, so let me get mine now. I think that, you know, that crab in the barrel mentality. There's this powerful book that Tom Burrell wrote called Brainwashed about why we as a people, and I'm sure that, you know, everybody can resonate with this, why we as a people have cultural scars that we carry, that have us be us against them, that have us the light skin against the dark skin. And I'm not just talking about black people in America. I think if you go to any culture, it's the light skin and dark skin conversation. Most cultures, okay, not all. So I think it's a lot of those cultural scars that we continue to carry. I think it has to do with how we grew up. What did we learn? How did we get love? How did we not get love? Who was there to mentor us? You mentioned the powerful words. So it may be, my dear friends, it may be all we know. That may be all we ever experienced.
Let me ask you this question before I go to Jerry. When do we begin to take responsibility that we need to make the shift? Because, I mean, we can't keep going around and blaming everything that passes us. When do we step up and take the responsibility to make the shift?
There is such a thing called tough love. We either do it because we decide, I cannot live this way any longer, or we have somebody in our face who says to us, you are better than a victim. You
discomfort.
Do not live life
yeah,
as
we,
a victim.
We got to get to the place where we are feeling a lot of discomfort, and it's not easy sitting where we are anymore. So in other words, it's going to take people like us on this radio show to begin to ruffle feathers, and I mean ruffle it real deep, because it's unapologetic. I mean, when I say us and we, there are far too many people who are not doing it. So I am known for provocative dialogue, and I'm non-apologetic, because people are settling for mediocrity who don't need to be settling for mediocrity. So
that's right.
So Jerry, we want to hear your spin.
Oh, I love this. I think for a lot of us, and Daphne, you kind of touched on it, most of us want to do what's familiar and comfortable.
Yeah.
So therefore we stay in the shallow end of the pool. Because there's no risk associated with that. And I think that what drives that is, for a lot of us, we don't know what our purpose is.
We don't know why we exist on this earth.
Now, if we were to first acknowledge that the plan of God, and it doesn't matter who your God is, okay, so this is not a religious conversation, this is a spiritual conversation. The plan of God is to send us into what may appear to be occupied territory. So when you look out there and God says, okay, I want you to go from the shallow waters to the deep waters, to the deep end of the pool, and we look in the deep end of the pool, we go, oh, hold on a second now. And that's uncomfortable. But if we know what our purpose is, if we know what God wants to do through us and with us to help make this a better planet, then we would naturally do that, knowing that God would never ever send us somewhere that we cannot handle.
That's right, because if we take into consideration that each of us are unique and authentic, so it don't matter who else is in that pool, you better dive in and do your stuff, because they certainly ain't going to do your stuff. So you got to step up.
And therefore, you have to also get that your blessing is connected to being in the right place at the right time, so that you can enjoy God's favor on your life. He's not going to bless you perhaps where you are. He's going to bless you more when you are where you're supposed to be.
That's right now. Come on, I want to encourage Donna Billinger to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I also want to encourage the other guests, 314, to call in. We want to hear from you guys. Let me check in with my caller on the line and see if she has a question. You are listening to my two experts, Jerry Foster and Joel Martin.
Let me just complete this thought. And I know for myself personally, when I look back over my own business, and I've had my own company since 1985, okay? I like to tell people since I was 10, okay? That's how long I've been doing this. I'm still trying to get to my place of blessing because it's like I'm a work in progress. However, what I get, though, is that he wants me to go to the land that may be occupied, but you know what? That's where the real fruit is going to be in terms of me being able to go out there and help more people.
That's right now.
And so if I had to say something to our callers and listeners today, and that would be to simply ask yourself honestly, am I in that place of blessing? Because if I'm not, then I need to get there even if it's uncomfortable for me.
That's right. Hold your thought. I've just opened up my caller's line. Good morning again, my sweet sister. 2486, do you have a comment or a remark?
Thank you so much for opening up my mic, but I'm just listening while I'm exercising.
Okay, girl, you go, girl. That's what we talk about with the millionaire mindset. That's what we talk about, movement and action. Thank you so much for being faithful. I'll check in with you later, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, we have another caller here, and I'm going to take this call. Woo, I love it. I love it. Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 773. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Donna Smith-Bellinger calling from Chicago.
Hello, Donna. How are you? Thank you for turning up this morning. How you
Thank
like
you.
What you're hearing?
Oh, this is so wonderful. This is so wonderful and spirited, and it's great energy for me to be immersed in. But, you know, my comment is, and Joelle and I have discussed this before, I encounter a lot of people who have not even given themselves the permission to dream that they can have a millionaire's mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
You're
they
right.
haven't
You're
given
so
themselves
right.
permission to even think that big. They
mm-hmm.
can't think beyond survival.
And you know, Donna, you are so right, because especially I can only speak from the position of being a woman, because that's the costume I've been wearing for 65 years. And I think a lot of the women are accustomed to be waiting around for the brothers to give them permission. And this probably started back when we were girls, and we got to wait, and daddy has to say we can go out to do this, not mommy. And I think a lot of us carry that baggage along with us, and we don't see the importance of being bold and stepping up to the finish line and say, hey, I've had enough, and I'm no longer going to settle for mediocrity.
Yeah. And I get that completely, but it's they are so immersed, not even for breaking the cycle within their family, but just with the competition, with the situation, with the way that society is right now, they seem to have developed a settle mindset. You know, I had a conversation with one woman, and she told me that her whole life revolved around 7 bills.
Wow. Yeah, I hear you.
That is deep. That is deep. So Donna, when you heard that, what was your response to that statement?
Well, my first response was, stop it.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, it was just like, stop. No, really? Stop. There is so much more out there for you. You have so many other gifts. You need to really just get into that space of appreciating you. Realizing that, you know, those 7 bills are just little milestones you've got to take care of, but they are not your life.
That's right. That's right now. That's right now. That's right. That's right. Oh, Jerry, we don't want to isolate you. And, you know, just make believe that you have 4 brothers here, because right now you're overpowered by the Shifa. So we want to give you an opportunity to just step up and to represent the brothers. How is it on your side of the fence? Because, you know, we don't wear that costume. How are the men?
Well, I love that she's sharing this, because I think for a lot of men, we think our job is to protect and to provide and all the traditional things that come along with that. What we fail to realize, though, is that we could be doing a lot of harm to ourselves,
right,
and to the people we care most about when we think like that. I mean, there's a statistic out where they're sharing a lot about now in the media about how 50% of most African Americans in the United States work in low wage jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take the other 50% and you have a very small portion or even that are making over $150,000, $200,000 a year. So you start looking at the cycle of poverty and all the things that go along with that. And I got to tell you, it does come back to that mindset, because this whole thing that we've got about, I got to pay bills, I've got to think more about what's on my plate and what I can handle and I can't handle, that's not how it's done with other cultures. They don't come
from
that mindset.
They come from
relationships and connections and hookups and
And it's just so amazing when you look at it from that direction, how things flourish. I have one more caller, and let's take this call, please. Just bear with me. This is getting better. Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 602. State your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, caller. Are you just listening or you want to speak? Your last four digits are 3570. All right, I think they are just listening, so we'll just continue with our conversation. I don't like to leave people hanging for too long. So, Donna, how would you personally define the millionaire mindset?
I tuned in to actually get all of that information from you all. I'm trying to develop that and get my head completely around it.
That's good.
Thank you for your honesty, Donna.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Remember earlier on when we said it's never too late? Because whether you're an expert in a specific space right now, it does not mean that you have all aspects of your personal development intact. And this is what responsibility is all about. And this is a bold move towards the millionaire mindset, Donna, because you know what's needed, and you are stepping out to make sure you get that. And I encourage a lot of the other listeners, whether you're listening live or on archive, I'm encouraging you to do this same.
Donna, let me just kind of share this with you. I'm sorry, Dav, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to share this, which is, Donna, when you get real clear on what your purpose is, you know that the first thing the enemy is going to do is to try to distract, distort, and destroy your own purpose, because God's got a purpose for your life. And so my coaching for you would be to go to that place where your light shines the brightest and operate from that in terms of your career or your business or whatever it is that's on your path. Does that make sense?
That's right. Perfect.
No, that absolutely makes sense, and that is something that Joelle had encouraged me to do, and I'm knee-deep in it, and I am facing those very challenges right now.
Good.
Doing brilliant work. I mean, the transitions and the transformation that Donna has accomplished, I'm honored to be in her sphere of influence. You know,
and you know something, Donna, you know something? When you begin to encounter those challenging and difficult times, that's when you know you're on the right path.
Because
when it's easy, it means that, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, so the enemy don't find anything to challenge. But once you start encounter difficulties, that's when you know I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely, and thank you,
Daphne. I don't know that you want to. This doesn't have to do with it actually does have to do with a mindset. But, you know, sometimes I used to be a shopaholic, and the way that I would, you know, have a challenge, I would go out shopping and spend my money in ways that really didn't serve not my millionaire mindset nor my vision. And it had to do with using things to fill a gap. Things
mm-hmm.
that fill gaps. For me, giving
mm-hmm.
fills that gap now. Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
might go out and have a piece of chocolate. But I have learned that to serve my greater good. So living below my means, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with being frugal. It doesn't mean that I don't have anymore. Before, back in the day, you know, my mother used to dress me in secondhand clothes, you know, when before it became vintage.
Because
she was doing the best for me that she could. And she taught me about brand. She taught me about fabric and being frugal. And at the time, because I was knee-deep in my own conversation of scarcity, the I can't, I'm not enough, all of that stuff, you know, that Jerry's talking about, that I talk about, I resisted being frugal. I resisted spending wisely. And now I get it.
You know,
consignment shops are my friends. I find some
wonderful
things there and feel grand.
As each of us starts to peel the onion back, that's when we discover the layers that we need to discard. There are many people who are still holding the entire bulb, onion bulb in the palm of their hand without beginning to strip from that stem back. And each and every one of us need to peel our onion back. Because what we see on the outside is certainly not what's on the inside. And in order for us to take responsibility of the things that's in the inside, we got to do some peeling.
Yes, we do.
You know?
A friend of mine has this.
Hold on a minute.
Last little piece on that. Go ahead.
Hold on. I want to encourage you guys to call in 646-915-8166. We have 53 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in this episode. Tweet your friend, text your friend, Facebook your friend, that this is where they need to be, right here on their New Day show. I need to also remind you guys that I am looking for some able, willing, resourceful volunteers to help me both here on the radio show and on my TV show. The training you get is priceless. It helps to make you more marketable. So why don't you send me a message right here on the radio show or at email dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com and I will give you all of the details. We are also putting together a cruise to Europe June 15th of 2014. There is an event on Facebook about it. We encourage you to join us, and we will have more information for you in a couple of weeks. So we look for your support. If you have not yet connected with me on Facebook, I want you to do it immediately after the show by visiting facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. On Twitter, I am at Dynamic Daphne. LinkedIn, it's Daphne Clark Hudson. I'm on Pinterest. And where else? I'm all over the place, guys. Just Google me and connect with me. Visit my website at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and get your freebies right there. So now back to my honored guest. And I think you are at the microphone, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you. And I was just thinking about that. One of the other things I think that hurts us and holds us back is a spirit of discouragement and a spirit of frustration. And I think that, like for myself, I've discovered how important it is And I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's so true, to walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
To look beyond what we can see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we can look beyond what we can see,
with our physical eyes,
and we're willing to move from the right now into the not yet, even though
That's right.
we don't know what the not yet consists of, but we're going to move
mm-hmm.
in that direction anyway because
mm-hmm.
we are being led to do so, that's where the miracles start to show up. And I think for a lot
right.
of us, we just take a look at what we can see. And then we get
mm-hmm.
discouraged and frustrated because
mm-hmm.
we start saying to ourselves, well, why would God do this to me? And why would God put me in this situation? Because
that victim mentality again.
That, exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to
mm-hmm.
let go of believing that we've got to see God's hand at all times in order to determine if what our moods are going to be and how our life is supposed to be and all that kind of stuff.
And you know what, with that thought, I'm going to go back to Donna in a minute, and I want to welcome Nasty to the show. The thing that puzzles me about that, a lot of people have not moved with the first direction that God gives them, and they're still sitting, I'm waiting on the Lord, waiting on the Lord. And for 15 years, he gave you one instruction that you have not yet even carried out. But you're
yep.
still
That's
sitting
right.
down waiting on it. You know, Donna, I forgot I had you holding on, my dear friend. I got so excited here. Do you have anything else to add or any other questions?
I actually do have another question, but I've just been enjoying the exchange. But back on the millionaire mindset, something that was shared with me earlier in the week was that someone with that type of a mindset does not think, going back to my previous comment, check to check or even month to month, but their mindset is much larger than that. It's an annual, and it's like Jerry was saying, into the not yet. Can you speak mm-hmm. into that for me?
I'll take a first shot at this. Donna, the first thing I want you to pass back to this person, the millionaire mindset has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with money. Money is going to come when the wealth comes into the millionaire mindset. So they need to look, and you can direct them to this episode of the show to listen when Joel spoke about the balance of who we are. Because unless we can cultivate relationships, unless we can utilize opportunities, until we begin to operate in our calling and purpose, then we are not even ready to attract wealth towards us. So the millionaire mindset is the first journey towards wealth. So, Joel, you want to go, and then Jerry, please.
Okay, Donna, again, the not yet, is that the question?
No, somebody said that when you're working paycheck to paycheck, you are not even, they don't see themselves as ready to think about millionaire mindset. But they weren't
okay.
focusing on millionaire mindset. They were focusing on millionaire, which is a difference
uh-huh.
between a millionaire and a millionaire's mindset. You got to have the mindset to reach the millionaire.
Okay. Okay, good, good, good. I'll pick up on the back end of that then. The other thing, research tells us, and I think this might be a good word for the person that is living paycheck to paycheck, is the first thing that is, you're living paycheck to paycheck. Where else are you creating a cause? Where else are you developing yourself? Where else are you contributing? Okay, so live paycheck to paycheck, but find a way to express your purpose and your vision and your passion that is in addition to the paycheck to paycheck. Honor yourself. You got a paycheck coming in. You made those bills
Great.
In a responsible
Show gratitude.
Place. Own it. But the
yep.
thing is,
most millionaires, if you look at them, are not working for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
They are not. The paycheck for them is how did I do today? What actions make a difference today? What invoice did I send out today? Who am I making happy today? Where am I giving my blessing? Blessing isn't just a one-way street, meaning you are blessed.
Philanthropy.
It is also blessing
others
with your gift. And that paycheck to paycheck, that thing, oh, please bust that up. Be an entrepreneur. Get a powerful coach like Jerry or you or me or Donna so that you start living the millionaire lifestyle from a millionaire mindset and put that paycheck to paycheck thing, you know, it's okay. It's all right. I'm happy people have paychecks coming in. But just remember, people that are millionaires make their money through their own invention and their own action. Okay? That would be my response.
Jerry?
That was really good. And just to kind of piggyback off of that, I think that you have to get in touch with what your gifts are, your spiritual gifts as well as your natural gifts. And to just first get into your mind that where you are right now, you've been there long enough.
That's right.
And that you now want
discomfort.
And like I was saying before, that you have to get to that place where your light shines the brightest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're bigger than a paycheck. You're better than a paycheck. You're worth more than that. You deserve more than that. However, you have to be willing to move, because in order to grow, you have to go. In order to get to your true place of blessing, you have to be willing to move from what's familiar with you, because your blessing is tied to a specific place. Now, when you really get that, you have something that's more in store for you, God will reveal what that is. It will come to you. And again, however your relationship is with God, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, that doesn't matter here. It's just you acknowledging that you are bigger than a paycheck to a paycheck mindset. You really are. And, you know, they always say that there's two great moments in a person's life. One is the moment they were born, and the second is the moment they discover why they were born.
That's right.
And so
that's right.
So when you know that you are to move to get to that real place of blessing where you can be more abundant and have overflow, you will have peace. So I ask you, what I would want to ask you is, what is your dream? What is the vision for your life? How do you see yourself? You know, Oprah Winfrey is a great example of this, because a lot's been written about Oprah, and I'm going to turn this back into a branding conversation for a second, just as a brand. And they asked her, Oprah, how did you do it? And she said, I know who I am. I know what my brand is. And she said, my purpose is to help people live better lives. And she built her entire empire just from that one calling on her life. And then she took the three qualities that have endeared so many people to her, which is her generosity, her compassion, and her communication skills. And she used those to just go out there and do what she was called to do. And so I kind of put it back on you, Donna, which is, are you real clear on what your purpose is and why you were here and what your mission should be and how you can – because Oprah said we can all indeed live a rich life if we help other people live a rich life. And to what
Daphne
is saying, that's not about money.
That's right.
Hold on, guys.
Let Jerry finish his thought.
No. That was it.
No,
go ahead.
He asked Donna something.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Donna.
No. Yeah. I guess he was just affirming what he said to Donna. However,
what Donna wanted to say is, and I have to say, I'm jumping up and down, and I'm excited because you all just really put me into the space of, no, I'm not crazy. Because, you know, sometimes you just wonder. And I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy. Because I just got through doing a teleseminar. And my teleseminar was called Uncovering the Hidden You. And in that teleseminar, I was drilling down with the participants on uncovering exactly where their core values were and where their passions were. And some of the pushback was some of the things that I've been bringing up in this conversation. And I am so grateful. I'm not crazy. I was telling them what you all are saying. So thank you.
And
thank
you
very much.
You know something else, Donna, that's good to put in the toolbox. That person that's thinking paycheck to paycheck, the millionaire mindset around that will be, this is not a paycheck. This is my stipend on my way to where I need to be. So tell them to stop seeing it as a paycheck instead of that's the source, the stipend to help them to where they were called to be.
But you know,
Two of you talking again.
Go ahead, Joel.
Okay. This one, I want to go back to the story you told us about the boat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With all of those different people on the boat and the mentor was in the back, we get to remember that Oprah didn't become Oprah without people in her boat that were very clear on her vision. But everybody can do something. If everybody does their something, everything will get done. I want people to realize that they must assemble a strong team, a dream team, to assist them in sailing their boats in the direction they want to go in.
Let me just correct something. The only two people in the boat when they went sailing was the mentee and the mentor. The team was still back at their job. Okay. All right. So,
I got that.
I'm using that analogy of
a boat because I think it's important for us to remember that we can't get there alone. After we have the millionaire mindset, let us put teams together that can support our vision and we can support theirs.
Yes, cultivating a team is one of the first component of the millionaire mindset. You can't do it solo. There are no more Lone Rangers.
That's right.
Lone Rangers are gone a long time ago. And although some of us are bitten on the way to developing that team, but it's all right because you learned the lessons that didn't work. But don't let that deter you from creating your team because the millionaire mindset that you got to be around people who are better, brighter, and more brilliant than you are.
There you go. You
got to. Until you begin to do that, you are still in the mediocre mindset. So, Donna, I want to thank you for calling in. I look forward to learning more about you and the work that you do. And please support me on social media. And, oh, by the way, you listeners, you people have not been supporting my nonprofit. I need you to go to the GoFundMe and support my breakfast feeding program in Jamaica, West Indies. Look for the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. Those of you who rather are supporting or donating through PayPal, if you email me, at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, I will give you the email to do that. But help me to feed those 100 students at the Carmel Moravian School. I'm looking to start feeding them a hot breakfast. And I have founded a nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, to help me do that. So one more thing, I'm looking for a couple of board members who believe in me and in what I do and who is very assertive in raising funds. I need your help. So reach out to me and help me make these children's life better. We have 35 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in this segment. Let me hear from you. Nasty said, no questions, just listening. Very, very interesting conversation. Thank you, Nasty, for that. So, you got the mic the last time. Joel, if you would create, create a checklist for the listeners to begin to develop their millionaire mindset, what would it look like? And, you know, what would they need to have in the toolkit?
Okay. I would ask that they start with an inventory of where they are now in real terms and where they want to be, the vision. Spend most of the time on the vision and then take where they are now and reframe it so that it fits into the vision and becomes a blessing. All right? So we're shifting their belief system. So create that checklist and really imagine the future the way they would most want it. And then start assuming. Now, I know there's an expression about assuming. It makes a you-know-what out of you and me. But assume that they are powerful. Assume that they are positive. Assume that they are abundant. Act as though. In body language, and wear that one best suit of yours, whatever it is, wear those $1 billion suits of yours, whatever it is. Act as though. Assume that you are the millionaire that you most want to be. And I agree with you, Daphne. It's not all about money. Assist others. You know, advocate for them. Believe in them. Share your joy and ask them to be on your team. I love how you're asking people to be on your board of directors. That's very powerful. Allow people into your life. You know, sometimes when we are in our journey, we think that we're not worthy, that we don't deserve it. And so when people come and they give us compliments or they say, hey, you know, I'd love to spend some time with you. Let's have some coffee. We say, oh, I don't know. But let it happen. Allow people to give to you the way you would want to give to them. So allow people into your life. And take action. Please take action. My mother used to have the expression, do something, even if it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might be what's in your mind about wrong and right, but do something. Live it now. Do something.
Movement.
Three things you can do today.
Movement.
That will create, will contribute to your revenue stream, that will be exciting for you. For one of those things, come onto my website. There's a lot of information there, free of charge. Read the blog. It's positivelypowerful.com. Be inspired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Join someone's Facebook page. Do something that lets the world know who you are. You know, let your business become a cause. And if you don't have a business, find one. Find one to share your gifts with other people.
Wonderful.
Those are some of the checklist things that come to mind to me right now, Daphne. And,
All right.
You know, if there's other things come out, I'll share those.
I'm going to give Jerry an opportunity to give us his checklist, and then we have 32 minutes remaining, and afterwards I'm going to ask each of you to summarize your conversation for today, and after you summarize, I want to give you an opportunity to give out your contact information. So, Jerry, please, what would your checklist look like?
Well, you know, I think one of the greatest challenges that all of us face is seeing ourselves as our God sees us.
Mm.
And so one would be to just be a vessel, be a channel to help other people, and to explore that in terms of what would that look like? What would I have to add to my business or to my career? What would I have to do differently? Another would be to what you were sharing earlier, Daphne, and that is acquire knowledge. But don't just acquire the knowledge, do something with it. Because the real miracle is in the doing, not the hearing. So when you apply what you learn, then you have wisdom. And another thing would be to not try to put a patch over our problems. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story about the wine, where they tried to pour new wine into old wineskin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the old wineskin was all cracked and everything, and so it couldn't hold the wine. And so God says, you know what? You've got to put new wine in new skin, meaning that your blessing that he has for you will not fit into the container of your old mindset. So you could say that the wineskin is the mindset. So if you want God to pour new blessings into your life, abundance, happiness, joy, whatever that is for you, then you have got to let go of the way that you've been seeing yourself, the way you've been seeing others, the way you see the world, because it's just not going to fit anymore. And I think that for a lot of us, we've got all these cracks and we've got all the leaks and all the things that come with going through life itself. And God is like, you know what? You cannot contain what I want to do for your life. However, you've got to just get from where you are in terms of how you view things so that he can then pour some new wine, some new things into your life that are just going to be incredible for you. So
that's right.
Don't let the old standard become the new standard. Let it go.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I guess there are a lot of people who need to just pull out the plunger. We need to do some rooting. We got to plunge up some stuff. It's a good thing we're having this conversation in the springtime here. So we got to do some digging. We're going to have to do some digging. But you know what? Come the 31st of December 2013, you're going to be so glad that
you had to go. And you know what, let me just say this, Daphne, going back to what Donna was sharing. When we hold on to the way it's always been, this is the way I've always done things, this is familiar and this is comfortable for me, you're going to end up living from paycheck to paycheck.
That's right now. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to move to a place called surplus because you are not making the shift in your mind first, which then carries out into action, that will be revealed to you who you need to be and what you need to do in order to all of a sudden have overflow show up.
That's right. We've got to be prepared and position ourselves to receive.
This is me talking. I've had this own conversation with myself, and I had to
That's
tell
right
the truth.
Now,
and
Jerry.
You know, and Daph, you know what I had to tell myself? I said, you know what, Jerry? You've been playing way too small.
Uh-huh.
Jerry, why are you eavesdropping
on my conversations? Why are you eavesdropping on my personal conversation?
Yeah.
Come on, Jerry. Don't do that. Welcome guest 425 to the show. Oh, I'm so excited that you called 27 minutes in the show. So call us here. 646-915-8166 if you have a question for my honored guest, Dr. Joel Martin and Mr. Jerry Foster. I'm telling you, man, we are rocking and rolling this morning. It is hot up in here. So listen, we want you to light up the switchboard for these last 27 minutes, guys. Come on. Don't you email me after the show is over with your question. I will not be able to answer them all. So utilize this moment, 646-915-8166. And I want to remind you guys that on Sunday, I'm having a very unique guest on Let's Play Chess with Wendy Oliveras. She's going to talk about her new book and how we as women can use the game of chess
to turn our life around. So listen, I reserve some extra seats because I expect you to turn up. So again, call 646-915-8166. So we have 25 and 27 seconds remaining. Jerry, did you have anything in mind that you wanted to contribute to the dialogue that I have not asked you? And the same question for Joel, but I want Jerry to go first, please.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking about how what your God wants to do in your life will not fit into the paradigms of your past.
Mm.
And I just asked myself, are we looking too much at our past, disappointments, regrets, setbacks, would've, could've, should've, and all of that stuff, as opposed to focusing on what's ahead of us?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's excitement that comes with possibilities. That when you can just dream and look at, man, I am all that and a bag of chips. I have.
That's right now.
I have been equipped with everything I need to create wealth, to take care of my family. And then when you get engaged in that, man, that's where creativity takes over and your mind just starts to flow with, I got to read this and I got to read that. And I got ideas and I got this and that. And then to Joelle's part, you put together your team to help you get to where you're trying to go. So that's what's coming up for me, which is let's focus on where we want to go and how we're going to get there and who do we need in our life to help us get there with some velocity as opposed to, oh, you know what, this is my situation. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I got bills to pay, you know, and I got this going on with my husband and my wife and my kids and all, you know, all this stuff that just brings us down. So I don't know what that opens up as a conversation, but that's kind of what's got laid on my heart.
Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to hear that. I don't know who. But if it's for you, just embrace it and utilize it. Joel, did you have anything on your mind to talk about that I hadn't? I didn't ask you yet?
Well, I have a big event coming up in October that I'm very excited about.
Not now for that. I'm going to give you an opportunity after that.
Okay.
Did you have
that,
any? Did you have any
about,
other?
I'm very excited about it.
Right. Did you have any other?
Millionaire mindset.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Then this is definitely going to be leading into that, and that is trust your intuition. I'm sure there has been something said here on this call that someone is saying, if only I had done that then, well, you got a new opportunity. Don't beat yourself up about what happened in the past. Trust your intuition and do it now. Pick up your phone, make that phone call. The other thing I want to make sure I remind people of is challenge the beliefs that might be in your way and cherish the beliefs that you have about yourself and your world that are serving your highest good. I want to keep saying get your dream team. Get your dream team. Focus on your leadership. Be that leader that you are. You know, there's a difference between being a leader and being a victim. Be leaders. Be responsible. Trust your intuition. Invest in yourself. Invest in those you believe in. And that doesn't mean money. Like being on this call, whoever you are on this call, I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you for listening in and being hungry enough to take your precious time because you're not going to have these 2 hours again that you spent with Daphne, Jerry, and I. So I appreciate you listening in. It means that there's a hunger, a drive within you that you want to be even more successful than you already now are now. So keep going, my brothers and sisters from another mother and father. Keep going. If I can do it, you can too. If Daphne can do it, you can too. If Jerry can do it, you can too. Do it. Do it. Live your blessings and give your blessings. Open your own businesses if you haven't done so already.
Beautiful.
That's it for me.
All right. So what I want you to do now, Joel, is just to summarize your conversation for today. Give them a few bullet points out of everything you have spoke about, because it's a lot. So as they go back to the archive and they listen with intention, which is what I encourage everyone to do, I want you to just summarize your aspect of this conversation for them, so they can go in there with some intention as they listen, and then give them your contact number and what else you have coming up. You can take 7 minutes to do all of that.
Thank you, Daphne.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. I've truly enjoyed this call. I've enjoyed sharing it with two people that I love, and that's part of my abundance and my personal millionaire mindset. I get to travel all around the world doing what it is that I love to do. I have shaped myself to live my dream, which is transforming lives and businesses for the better. When I work with people, I ask them, what is your vision, what is your dream, or what is your purpose on this planet? And then with tough love, I tell them, I said, okay, I want you to know how I hold you. I hold you as a leader. And how I will coach you will be as a leader. Is that okay with you? And then when they say yes, we roll up our sleeves and we go. My dream in life is to continue to speak and to speak before millions about making their dreams come true. When I shared this with Les Brown, he says, that's powerful. Imagine how the world would be if everybody in the world lived their dreams. And I went back to school to do that. So when I talk about self-development, I'm not playing. I went back to school. I had no idea if I was going to make it, being the age that I was. I turned myself inside out to live it, to be a transformational leadership expert. So in terms of this call, it's been a pleasure. I want people to continue advocating, to assume for the best, to advance their causes and to take action. My next event will be the Positively Powerful Woman Awards that's happening in Phoenix on June 21st, a Friday, a gala luncheon. I walk my talk. I have a diverse group of powerful women that are, coming together to be honored. That will be followed by the Conversation on Leadership Summit. Linda Clements is going to be there in glowing. You know Linda. She's going to put it out. And I have three authors and more coming who are going to be sharing their great work. I mean to transform the quality of life on the planet. I can't tell you if I'm going to do it all the time that I have left, but that's my intention. On October the 11th, I will have my first Positively Powerful Man Award. The Women's Award has been going for 6 years now, Daphne. The men are going to be beginning October the 11th. And guess
what?
George Frazier is going to be one of the first recipients of the Positively Powerful Man Awards for Transformational Leadership.
Wonderful.
After that award, I am having my Transformational Leadership Boot Camp. People have asked for this. And again, I'm putting my money and my heart and my soul where my mouth is. George is going to train with me. So imagine having a day and a half to get what matters to you, to get your vision, to get all of that lined up, to be full of action and inspired. So bring in your joy, your compassion, and all of the rest, and leave your ego at the door. We're going to make it happen. That's October 11th and 12th.
Thank you. Did you give your phone number real quick so Jerry can have
you
call time?
Phone number 480-221-5686. Facebook, Dr. Joelle Martin on Twitter, okay? Thanks,
Daphne. You're very welcome. Jerry, would you do your summary, please, of today's conversation and give your contact number and what you have going on, please?
Sure. I just have enjoyed this thoroughly, and it just makes me want to shout hallelujah and praise.
Hallelujah, Brother Jerry.
I got to tell you, and to share this with my dear friend, Dr. Joelle Martin, is an honor. And Daphne, I just want to acknowledge you for the work that you are doing. I really
Thank
do.
You.
And for the listeners and for the callers, what I would just say to you is get ready for where you are about to go. And whatever you've been through, it doesn't matter, because you don't look back to go back. You look back to see how far God has brought you.
That's right.
If you truly are a believer that you've got something to give to this world, then know that only great things are going to happen for you, and it doesn't matter how tough it's been. It doesn't matter what your struggle has been. You should know that you are being put into position to do some amazing things. And so for myself, I don't have events or anything like that to promote. I work with people through my online courses. I do a lot of one-on-one work with entrepreneurs and wannabe entrepreneurs. My phone number is area code 310-388-3762. Let me give that to you again, 310-388-3762. I'm based here in Los Angeles. My website is DARE, D-A-R-E, the number 2, the letter B as in birthday, different. So DARE, the number 2, the letter B, different.net. You can discover and learn about what I do. So if I can do anything, Daphne, to support you and to support your listeners on having a better life through the millionaire mindset, I'm here for you. And I just, again, thank you for the opportunity for me to share some things with you and with your audience.
Well, thank you both. Don't hang up because we have 14 minutes. And we have people that are still joining the chat room. If you're in the chat and you have a question, anything goes. Thank you for joining. You are typing. I hope you have a question. If you think anything goes. Hi, what's his website again? Jerry, would you repeat your website, please?
DARE, D-A-R-E, the number 2, the letter B as in boy, different. So it's not B-E, it's the letter B. So daretobedifferent.net, not .com.
All right. Did you get it? Anything goes? DARE, D-A-R-E, the numeral 2, the letter B, different.net. As in your brand, DARE to be different. Let me know you got it. Thanks. Do you have any other question? Anything goes. This is your chance. Guest 501, thank you for joining the chat. We have 13 minutes remaining in the show. I want to give you all an opportunity to get your question answered. Call in 646-915-8166. I thank all of you that has joined in the chat room, for those who call in and those who are listening on all their gadgets. I honor you, and I encourage you to download the episode and listen to it and share it. And for my two experts, you are welcome to download the show and use it on your websites wherever you want to use that. What's the quickest way to gain access?
Can I get my email address?
Anything goes. What's the quickest way to gain access to whom? All right, go ahead, Jerry. Give your email address. I don't know if Joel did hers. I'm going to have her do that.
I'll give you my private email address, which is M as in Mary, KTG. So MKTG.
MKTG.
Man, marketing man.
Yeah, MKTG.
Man, M-A-N.
M-A-N at?
AOL.com.
AOL.com. So anything goes. Jerry's email address is mktgman, M-A-N, at AOL.com. Joel, what's yours?
J.P. Martin, like Joel Peter Martin, J.P. Martin
at Triad, T-R-I-A-D-W-E-S-T, all one word, .com. J.P. Martin at TriadWest.com.
J.P. Martin, T-R-I-A-D, West, at, go ahead, Joel.
It's J.P. Martin, T as in Peter, at TriadWest.com.
Oh, J.T. Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N,
yeah.
At TriadWest.com.
That's right.
All right. I look forward
to speaking to everyone. That'd be great.
Okay. All right. You got it. Any question, anything goes? Okay, got it. Thanks. You are welcome. Please mark the show favorite so that you will know who I have on each week. I tell you, this six series of the Millionaire Mindset was a powerful dialogue with all of my experts. I want to thank each and every one of them. We started off with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. We were followed by, no, don't tell me I'm missing. This is not good. Well, let me just name out who we had. We had Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. We had George C. Frazier. We had Veronica Conway. We had Deborah Hardnett. We had Andrew Morrison. We had attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant. We had Jerry Foster and Joel Martin. And I just pray I didn't miss anyone. If I miss, oh, yes, I did. I had the amazing William R. Patterson, and I had Loretta Love Huff. So those are all the experts that I've had. I thank you all for investing time, skill, knowledge, and expertise in the vision that I am called to do. I know that this is only the beginning of my journey. And as I continue to invest in you, I'm doing the same thing for me. So all of these dialogues and conversation are more for me than they are for you. However, if you have find some value added to yourself, I am honored that I was able to help you gain some traction on this journey. We are on here 2 days a week so far, on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m., on Wednesday mornings between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. If you know some amazing people that are doing phenomenal things after they have overcome their adversities, I would love to have them on the show on a Sunday evening. If you know some people who have amazing information that will help me to transform the one business and one life at a time, I want to have them on a Wednesday morning. So again, I don't take it lightly that you have tuned into the show. I know it's a blessing. So with 7 minutes remaining, the phone is not ringing. The chat room has no question in it. I want to split this up among us three. Is there anything that's on your mind that you say, man, I should have said this and I didn't? Now is the time.
Well, if I may, I'm going to use my 1 minute in this way.
Yeah.
I would love, love, love to come and do some training and workshops with you, with Jerry, with your listeners, with your audience. That's my life's work. I love to make a difference with people and their businesses. I love
all right.
that. So that's
all right.
What I want.
It's out in the universe. Let's see what the universe does with it.
I love it. That's a great idea. I'd be down for that. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be a live event. I mean, so much can be done online now.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. So anything that's tugging at your heart, Jerry, that you didn't get a chance to verbalize?
Not really. I guess one thing would be to just keep the faith and not get discouraged and to know that it's all part of life. And, yeah, the reality is that we get hit upside the head and life slaps us in the face. But you know what? We always can get back up because if
that's
you can
right.
look up, you can get up.
Get
so.
Up. That's it. That's it. That's it. Wow. I tell
can
you.
Can I ask something, Daphne?
Yes. Yes.
Jerry Foster, you are humble. When you say you don't have any events, I beg to differ, my brother. I have seen you in action at the Power Networking Conference. Maybe not otherwise, but I have seen you. He is a superb auctioneer. He has made such a difference in people's lives with his marketing program. So for those of you that heard him say that with that great humility in his voice, just know I advocate for Jerry Foster.
No, I think what he meant is that he did not personally have a solo event for himself. Yeah?
That's okay, Daphne. I heard it.
Yeah, I've got to protect the brother. Don't you be beating up on my brother. Don't you abuse my guest. Anyhow, I love
you
both. You
know where I was coming from, and it was far from abuse. It was love.
Yes, and I received it as love.
Yeah, I love both of you. I honor you. I show gratitude for you to take all of this time to invest in my listeners and to help them to make their lives different. I look forward to seeing you in June. And for all of you who turned up this morning, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to use this series of The Millionaire Mindset to transform your lives. And I am all ears to hear you call in with your testimonies or stories of what this mindset conversation has done for you. Remember that you were called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to derail you. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Stay blessed.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Love you. You're very welcome.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Thank you for sure. directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny.
My destiny.
I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you. For showing me.
For showing me.
Hallelujah. And directing me.
Directing me.
Speak to it. My destiny.
My destiny.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I speak purpose tonight.
For showing me.
Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for.
I know what
I'm here for. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to